The Youth's Instructor, August 25, 1898. A Peculiar People. The Youth's Instructor, August 25, 1898. A Peculiar People. The Lord would have His people a separate and peculiar people. For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God, he says. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself, above all people that are upon the face of the earth. The Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because ye were more in number than any people, for ye were the fewest of all people, but because the Lord loved you, and because he would keep the oath which he had sworn unto your fathers, hath the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand, and redeemed you out of the house of bondmen. When man is created anew in Christ Jesus, he becomes a partaker of the divine nature. God unites him with divinity. He clothes him with the robe of Christ's righteousness. Man is enabled to discern the Savior, and by beholding him, he is changed into the likeness of his character. The conversation of those who are converted to God will not be the same as before their conversion. The words of the Apostle Paul are, "Let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit, with one mind striving together for the faith of the gospel." That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger, and clamor, and evil speaking, be put away from you, with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. The law of God is the great standard of righteousness. This the apostle declares is holy and just and good. David says, "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul." And Christ declares, "If ye love me, keep my commandments. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. He that hath my commandments, and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments, and abide in his love." The man who finds in his heart no resemblance to the great moral standard of righteousness, the Word of God, has no Christ to confess. His language, his thoughts, are not in harmony with the Spirit of Christ. His profession of faith is a counterfeit. The soul must have the vivifying influence of the breath of life from Christ in order to reveal that Christ is formed within, the hope of glory. Those who are obedient to the will of God will not be miserable in this life. Hear again the words of Christ. "These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full." There is full assurance of hope in believing every word of Christ, in being united to him by living faith. The Lord would have His people represent Christ and show to the world His attractive character. We may have joy in the Lord if we will keep His commandments. If we indeed have our citizenship above and a title to an immortal inheritance, an eternal substance, we have that faith which works by love and purifies the soul. If our citizenship is above, we are not called to take part in the strifes of the world. God says to His people, "Come out from among them, and be ye separate, and touch not the unclean thing. And I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty." What more could we ask? We are members of the heavenly family, children of the heavenly King, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. At this coming, we shall have the crown of life that fadeth not away. We are heaven-bound, and we should show the attractive part of our faith. We should not go as a crippled band of mourners, groaning and complaining all along the journey to our Father's house. Just before He left His disciples, Christ said to them, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in Me. In My Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto Myself, that where I am, there ye may be also."